allegations of a pressure campaign. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. That's the focus of this week's hearings of the House Committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Select Committee Vice Chair Republican Liz Cheney says former President Trump and members of his legal team tried to influence state officials to overturn or decertify election results in the weeks leading up to January 6th.
It targeted every tier of federal and state elected officials.
Last week, the committee heard from legal advisors, the former Vice President Mike Pence, who described a pressure campaign to reject electoral slates.
Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House. Elections officials from Georgia and Arizona are expected to appear tomorrow. COVID vaccines for kids under five will become available this week after emergency use authorization from the FDA and CDC for shots from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC's advisory committee approved the shots over the weekend. When President Biden heads to the Middle East next month, he's expected to meet with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, after he referred to Saudi Arabia as a pariah during the campaign over allegations the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Even though the president keeps framing this as just an international trip that MBS happens to be a part of, his administration, cabinet officials, including his energy secretary, saying that Biden is going to meet face-to-face with Mohammed bin Salman. He'll be pressuring them to ramp up oil production. The White House has admitted several times various officials that that's going to be a key focus of this discussion.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The Nobel Peace Prize that Dmitry Muratov auctioned off to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees has sold for $103.5 million. Muratov helped found an independent Russian newspaper and was its editor-in-chief when it was shut down due to Moscow's clampdown on journalists after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The White House is recognizing World Refugee Day.
President Joe Biden in a statement on this World Refugee Day, saying in part that he joins people around the world in recognizing the strength, resilience, and humanity of the millions of refugees forced to flee violence, and highlighting the more than 100 million people, according to the UN Refugee Agency, that have been forcibly displaced by the Russia-Ukraine war. The president saying the United States will do its part to ensure that those who have sought refuge here have access to the life-saving assistance they deserve. The Biden administration has raised the annual refugee admissions cap to 125,000 for fiscal year 2022. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has rejected calls to publicly demand the United States drop its prosecution of WikiLeaks founder and Australian citizen Julian Assange. His government has been under mounting pressure to intervene since Britain ordered Assange's extradition on spying charges. The Australian government earlier said Assange's case has dragged on and should be brought to a close. American prosecutors say Assange helped a U.S. intelligence analyst steal classified material that WikiLeaks later published. The German government is asking citizens to cut back their energy use due to a tight supply tied to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
With natural gas storage facilities in Germany at 56.7% capacity, the country is taking measures to reduce consumption while also turning to coal-fired plants to create electricity. Germany's economy minister, Robert Habeck, says the decision to burn coal is bitter but necessary as Russia reduces supplies to Europe amid the war in Ukraine. He insists the move is politically motivated, adding, "The obvious strategy from President Vladimir Putin is to drive up the price and divide us," adding, "We won't let that happen."
Fox's CJ Papa. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.